89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks. Plus, you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman, Old School. Brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Greens at Butcher Shop. We are in the college football playoff segment. Did the powers that be get it right or get it totally wrong or somewhere in between? A lot has been said about the teams that had bye weeks. All four of them lost. Is that a one-off circumstance or a byproduct of not being able to play in that first week? That's question number one. Number two, should the teams that earn the bye week, so the Oregons, the Arizona States, the Boise's, Georgia, should they get the home games instead of the first round games? Because when you think about it, this is the question I want you guys to think about as you answer the first one. It's not what's the incentive. The incentive is obviously time off. But I'd rather have that time off and be playing at home as well. Give me your thoughts on that, whatever one you want to go with, whether it's the seating or should they flip when they play on-site or off-site based on if you have a bye week or not.
At the highest level of football, mm-hmm. Right, we understand that the playoffs have evolved. So much so that seven not division conference division or conference title or division champions have won the Super Bowl. Another four or five have made it to the Super Bowl from the wild card position. So there's a way. We understand that sometimes the best team doesn't win the championship. We know that in every sport. It happens in basketball. We actually get surprised when all four number one seeds make it to the Final Four. We actually get surprised. Because, oh my goodness, matter of fact, there are a lot of people to make a lot of money in March because they know that good teams
are good.
Are good, but they will screw up and get beat at critical moments. Right. Yeah. I mean, we can talk about Virginia, Georgetown. Like, we can go through a lot of Arizona, a lot of number ones get got. Because you still have to compete. One, you earn the right to be there, and you earn the right to, you know what, heal up. Because you play the extra game of playing in a championship game. The wild card teams don't necessarily play in the championship game. They don't always, some of them do, and they get beat. But some of them don't. You still have to compete. As a number one seed, or as a champ, conference champion, whatever, I don't care what other people are doing. It's none of my business who shows up at my door to play in front of me. Because I need to win X number of games, one at a time, to win a championship. And if I fail, it's on me.
And there's no excuse for Oregon looking as bad as it did. No excuse for Oregon looking the way it did specifically against Ohio State. That's the game to me that I think a lot of this boils down to, because I think it's a perfect encapsulation of the entire situation, the good, the bad, the ugly, what people want to stay the same, what people want to change. Is yes, Oregon was the best team all year long. They didn't act like it against Ohio State. But I think there is some validity to saying Ohio State with the, yes, I mean, every team wants a week off to recover. A team like Oregon, to me, probably needed that week a little bit less, right? Timing based with Dylan Gabriel, stay in flow, stay in rhythm. Physical enough, but not overly physical, not exactly what they need, not incredibly banged up team where they need an extra week to get guys healthy. But then it goes back to the highest level of football, the NFL. We give the one seeds that earn it over the course of 18 weeks and 17 games both advantages.
Yeah.
They get the week off and they get the home game.
Yeah.
Right? That to me is the point. They get both. You don't have to pick one or the other. You get both. And yes, there is randomness, but the teams that introduce the randomness pretty much do it on their own. The randomness isn't gifted to them. They got to earn it. They didn't have as good a regular season. If we want it to be meaningful, then we need to give enough advantage to the top teams without making it impossible for the bottom teams. And the NFL's kind of figured that out.
Yeah, and you've seen some wild card teams get all the way through. I mean, whether it's the Pittsburgh Steelers or Green Bay, shortly after, they can get busy. And let alone as maybe not winning the Super Bowl in this case or winning a national championship, but getting all the way to, like, say, the Final Four or, like, a week in this type. You know, there, I think, in just my opinion, that if you – well, number one, I think they got the seedings wrong. But if you kept the seedings the same, I would rather see the teams that earned a bye week or you've awarded a bye week to, that be the home sites. And the teams that are in, then you pick bowl game specific to maybe geographic area or matchup, so forth and so on. Now, that's going to be controlled by seedings.
So should the NFL get away with teams 1, 2, 3, 4 being division champs too? Why would that be different from the NFL to college? What's the argument?
Well, because there's 14 in the NFL and there's only 12. It's number one. Number two is the college, well, the way college football playoffs, you don't, like, NFL games, like, if you, the teams that get byes are at home, but the teams that are in the wild card weekend, they're playing at home sites. You're going to a neutral site.
Yeah.
Which would create some the same excitement. You get what I'm saying? Because I think if you had a game of, let's just say, Boise against SMU, and say they played whatever bowl game at Jerry's World, like that a little bit better. I don't know if I'd like Boise at the Rose Bowl. Maybe not, but a different one, maybe Fiesta Bowl, something like that. I think the bowl games in the first week are better than the second week.
But isn't that what happens if you, let's say for the sake of this, that Oregon gets the host against Boise State. And then Boise in that first game, and
yeah,
some Boise linebacker takes a shot at the quarterback, knocks him out, affects the rest of the tournament. Then it's, well, why are they playing the extra game? And why are they, no matter what direction you go,
yeah, there's always going to be
pushback. There's always going to be some pushback. So, in these big committees, and Jay, I'm not sure if you've been in those rooms, but having been in those rooms at high school levels, the question becomes, ultimately, you want the thing decided on the field.
Yeah.
On the court, on the field, on the diamond, you just do. Baseball, it's the same rule. Best team, oh, you won the district. Do you think you deserve a bye? Well, it allows you to protect your arm. Then they go, well, it didn't work because – he took an extra day. He had an extra day of rest and it threw them off.
We had the same conversation with the Dodgers, right? The Padres beat the Mets.
Yep.
The Dodgers are rusty. The Dodgers find a way to come back to win. It's all post hoc rationalization.
It really yeah. is. All of it. And all of ultimately,
because it didn't work out the way that it was supposed to. Yeah. So everybody wants to fix it. And I don't think you change. I just think originally I would have rather, I think if you have went through, now granted, this is if the all or if the regular season actually meant something. But let's just play. Let's just say those were the four teams that were the best and they were awarded or they earned the bye week. I would, if I was Oregon, if I was ASU, and especially if I was Boise, because it looks so cold up there when they played UNLV, you get two more weeks to get cold, boy. It might, you might not be able to play. And if you're Georgia, I think if I earned the bye week or I was awarded the seed of the bye week, I want those games at home.
You would rather play the game than not play the game.
No, I'm saying if I'm Georgia.
Because I think that's going to be the question.
Well, sure. But if I'm Oregon, I don't have a choice. I'm undefeated. I'm in a bye week. I'd rather play in Oregon my first game at home. I'm number one.
Well, that's doing business.
Right.
Because that's, to me, that's how they extended this thing to get bowl games to say, hey, man, what about our matchups and our money? Can you give us, okay, well, now we'll give you a meaningful game instead of it just being money for Oregon. That's different. College football made more money by this game being neutral site
sure.
than it would have been in Oregon. So this is a money decision, not a football decision.
Right. Yeah, but I'm just saying from a, if I'm Dan Lanning and if I'm a player, I'd rather, like, okay, right here, right? Just say Nebraska was about to play last week in the snow on the ground. Mm-hmm. I'd rather play the Miami Hurricanes in here. Mm-hmm. No, that's not going to happen. And then, you know, you can't play, you know, you can't play at the Rose Bowl probably within 10 days. You can't do that just because of the turf. So, I mean, you know, but for me, now back to playing on the field, to your question, if I'm a team and we're relatively healthy, mm-hmm. right? And say that, you know, and it's different. Say say it was Notre Dame, Georgia in the Big Ten or in a.
But say it was Georgia and your quarterback needs 2 extra days to recover.
You'd rather not play, but but for me as a player and as a coach, when you're at this point, I'd rather play. I'd rather be on point because as much as you think the way, first of all, these guys don't practice at the type of rate that we did. So you're fresher than you actually think. And when you're supremely talented, like a team like Oregon or Ohio State, you've been kind of talent, you know, pimping everybody. So you're a little bit fresher. I'd rather be in rhythm. Because when you face a team like Ohio State, mm-hmm. that Oregon's looking across the line of scrimmage at guys that are in more talented, more experienced, because when you look at Ohio State, top players, it's 5 and 5th year or 5 year guys and 4 year guys, and they're in rhythm and they got a little bit of confidence of beating up on Tennessee at home. Oh, you in for a different dogfight than catching them on week 3 out there in Oregon. You ain't even sharp. So, because you can't replicate that.
Not in practice.
No. Not at this point in the season, let alone at any point. You don't have Jeremiah Smith out there on scout team. You got Taz Johnson and at
Nevin
Ohio
Stewart.
Right. Those guys are like, no disrespect to them.
Right.
But they're 4th, 5th team at Ohio.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us for open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Ohio State, you not ready for that type of heat.
Well,
and you ain't got a warm up to get up in it.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. What Oregon figured out was you still have to compete. It doesn't, right. Nothing is given, everything earned. And listen, you can say, hey, it's hard to get to game speed. But Oregon, I guarantee you, they walked into this thing thinking it didn't matter who we play.
And we beat them last time.
Or where we play.
Yeah.
Championship teams say, I don't care.
Yeah.
It used to be in the NFL where those playoff games were played on site. It wasn't a neutral thing.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl was neutral. Everything else
was on site.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, everybody got to go through KC in their weather at home and deal with it. If you're in, look, the Sunday night's game tells us everything. Do you want an indoor game in Detroit or an indoor game in Minnesota? We just going to fight it out and see. One of them gets to play at home. The system, everybody knows the rules for winning a championship. You're going to have to go on the road. You're going to have to get healthy. You're going to have to play in a neutral site. Those are the rules, and it's for everybody. Oregon just didn't get it done.
Yeah.
Georgia just didn't get it done. And it's okay to say, Listen, you got in. What Jim Valvano say? Win in advance.
Yep. Doesn't matter what it looks like.
It doesn't matter. We could have gone through. NC State was a 10 seed. Should they have won the title under Valvano? Nope. They went through all the number ones, went to their crib, went on the road, won, and got a title. And legends are made. Yep. You can either be the legend or part of the story.
Yeah, it's just interesting to see what type of adjustments they make, or do they, you know, hold pat and say, listen, let's get a 2-year look at this thing versus switching it in a year, you know, as far as the committee goes. And then as far as I think one of the tricky thing goes, and I think this worked maybe in Ohio State's, you know, advantage of losing to Michigan, where Ryan Day had more experience, I think, in my opinion, than Dan Lanning in this situation, to where you finish the season, even if he had won against Michigan and say won the Big Ten championship immediately. It's straight up. It's like almost going from pool play to bracket play. It's a total, I got to coach and I got to manage it a lot different, because everything is amped up and everything's more important. How we practice, how we prepare is so much different than being in pool play, even though you're trying to win every game. And Oregon probably came in a little bit overconfident. But I think Oregon also sometimes, when you kind of skate by and you aren't dominant, you can start to think you're dominant when you're not. And here's what I mean. When you watch that Penn State game, the scoreboard didn't reflect how much Penn State was able to do offensively and defensively from a positive standpoint. They were able to, in a lot of ways, dictate the line of scrimmage. That's number one. They were able to, in a lot of ways, find some explosive plays, opportunities, maybe just didn't hit on them. That's number two. And then number three, which obviously was probably the most important, I felt like Penn State was as physical, or in a lot of times, more physical than Oregon. And then you take 2 weeks off, essentially, maybe even a little bit longer than that, and now you play a team that's went through the grinder of embarrassing themselves at home against their rival, having a national news story as far as, you know, getting pepper sprayed, potentially talking about their coach getting fired, potentially talking about the seniors that are there, jumping in the draft because everybody just throwing their arms up, taking their ball and going home, and then coming back together and actually believing in a purpose. And then go out there on the same home field that the last time that they were out there, they embarrassed themselves, alumni and everything on national TV, and play a team coming up there from Tennessee who everybody said that were more physical across the line, both lines of scrimmage. And you had to answer the bell against a next generation type of quarterback in Nico, and the running, everything that you had to face, you have to go out there and face it. They've been through more recent adversity than Oregon. That was a separator as well. So when Oregon start to make their run, score right before halftime, score right on the first drive coming back, what does Ohio State does? Oh no, we've been here and done that. That's what we're doing. Yeah. Oh, you want to play around a little bit? We're going to score and then shut you down and essentially shut the door. So that's where I think there might be some adjustment. But ultimately, like DP says, when you play in these games, you got to step up and play, and you got to win them. It doesn't matter what it looks like. You got to have 1 point more than the other team whenever the game's finished. And you got to win by a missed call, say, in Texas's standpoint. You got to win with a walk-off, essentially, I call it, 4th-and-13 dime to allow you to kind of get over the hump. That means, in a boxing analogy, you were getting beat. You ever remember, DP, you know, UFC. What's the guy was it Francois that left? Him and Dana hated
Ngannou.
Right. You remember the fight where he was kind of like, he was out on his feet, and then he hit him with one just kind of eyes closed, haymaker, dropped him. That led him to stardom. Mm-hmm. You need that sometimes. Yeah. I mean, heck, you know, I mean, look, 97. Now, people don't realize it was third down. All they see is like, okay, Chevin Wiggins kind of dropped the ball, kind of went, you know, kind of just, you know, accidentally went off his foot. Here comes Matt Davidson, right? You need some of that. But that propelled us to, hey,
if you
what we did to Texas A&M, was should have been against the law. Because if we would have played Texas A&M a week after Missouri, we might not have won. But what we did to Texas A&M was a byproduct of Missouri. Because learning how to compete. Right.
There's so much of, I mean, and it's John Wooden's pyramid of success that you have to, at the top of it, you have to understand that in those great moments, everything that you've done to that great moment has to fall in line. There are a lot of people that have all the things, all the character traits and all the skills. Great skills is below your ability to compete at the highest moment, the greatest moment of competition. And that is the separator of every great program, every great player, every great coach. How do you finish and execute in the greatest moment of all? Duke, Christian Laettner in the greatest moment right. of all. Grant Hill in the greatest moment of all. Bobby Hurley facing down UNLV, right. like one of the greatest teams
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, we don't know. We're going to talk about it. I forgot about it. Now we can get Everett on the phone. I got to ask him. It's 2024. I'm going to ask him every year.
But I still asked Charlie this morning. How cool would it have been, aside from all the talking heads, all the opinion polls, all the votes, that the two teams in 97 could have just met and worked it out, right? That for all the stuff, yeah. the greatest moments to see the greatest players, the greatest teams.
Yeah, we don't got to hear.
Actually right. compete.
Yeah.
I don't need your opinion. I don't need none of that. We ain't got to talk about it no more. We're going to put our hand in the grass right. and see who the better team yeah. is. And for that That'd day, great. That yeah. like I
for
think,
one side.
Well, but we need for all of the analytic people to get out of the way and let people play football like they did this week.
You just need to roll the ball out there and see
what's going on. Hey, man, listen.
How
could it shape your 97 teammates then? Would 97 Michigan want that smoke even today?
Would you do a flag football game for the actual chip?
Well, they had Charles Wilson and he's still in post NFL shape, so that's a outlier. But
so are you? But, look but, at you. No, you walking around every day.
No, I'm barely.
I'm trying. No. I'm trying, Jay.
But you know what? You know, say what you want about Scott Frost is in hell of a shape, and we had Amon Green. You know what? Yeah. I like our chances.
Yeah.
I like our chances because our linemen are still lineman size. I like our chances.
So I thought.
Yeah.
Right.
AG can still get you a G. Yeah. So he going to keep running that thing. Yeah, because AG ain't going to let it go. So I think, yeah, I like our chances.
Like
Makovica is a little bit small now. You know what I mean? He's all leaning in.
Look, for 6 months, we could get it back
up. We can get it back up. Yeah.
Like you can get everybody. But this is the thing. And this is why when people talk about NIL and transfer portal and the extended playoff system and all, it's people talking. And I'm a coach and a former jock. I like the idea of just getting nose to nose and working stuff out. Yeah, stop.
You're a big simplified guy.
Listen, two men enter the octagon, one leaves with their hand up. That to me is the essence of what competing is.
Yeah.
Like I don't need to talk about, hey man, I think I could beat you. No, work it out.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, man. I mean, you always wonder what if we would have got a bit of Lockhorn, but you just never know. And the transfer portal, I think, has taken away those type of long history of rivalries. And the rivalries just aren't team to team. It's player against player, you know, like Frazier against Cordell Stewart. That's what it's about, man. Like, who's going to outperform? Well, heck, you don't be surprised if Jalen Milroe goes back into the portal after he declared for the pros and ends up somewhere else, and he plays Alabama next year. Who knows? You think Auburn's not calling him? Hey, man, you know, look, I know it didn't happen down there, but, you know, we got a nice fat check on you right here. We will surround you with great players. So you just never know in this day and age. But speaking of the portal, we're going to take a quick break and come back. We're going to give a portal update because I'm going to say this. There's a sneaky get by old sneaky Scott Frost down there at UCF. I'm telling you right now. I know he probably has some good, but I'm telling you, I watched this dude on a middle of like the night in April in his spring game. He can play. We've seen him up close this year with Nebraska. Pretty big get there by Scott Frost and company down there at UCF. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Armour. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.